follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/gingerandjerk, and on Twitter at gingerandjerk. Dicks out for peevage.
This podcast uses adult language and discusses adult topics. Listener discretion is advised. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the Southeast Texas coast, this is the Ginger and the Jerk podcast with Greg Stockman and Dave Brown. Two dudes and plenty of beer. Now, here are your hosts, Ginger and the Jerk.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ginger and the Jerk. My name is Greg Stockman, and I am the Ginger.
And I'm Blake. I'm here again, too. It's me. I'm here.
Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's the boss. He can do what he wants. And I'm the jerk, Dave Brown. And that's our boss, Blake McIntyre.
He's the boss, but he didn't do the intro, so.
Five motherfucker. Five boss worldwide.
I still have some power over you, apparently, if I did the intro.
You did, because I wanted you to do it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Intros are pussies. We don't need an intro.
Yeah, you know what? You're liking that robot intro that I keep putting up, though.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like robots. What can I say?
I haven't decided what I'm gonna do this week. I've got to come up with some sort of a joke or something. Keep it interesting.
Can we give it the robot voice a name?
Sure. Robot slave voice. I mean, I got robots that clean my floors. Now I got robots that do my intros for me.
Yeah. We could call him Phobos.
Call Johnny Phobos.
Yeah. Yeah, like Johnny Five-O.
Yeah.
Johnny Five.
Wrong. Well, exactly. But not Johnny Five.
Uh-huh.
What up?
What the fuck? Oh, you guys are so ridiculous.
You don't know nothing about Phobos.
Yep.
So I just want to start off this episode by saying we're not going to talk about shit.
Well, nope. Wow.
Well, we might talk about shit.
Like actual, literal shit. Not like shit like as in all kinds of crazy stuff, but we're not going to talk about literal taking a shit.
Whether or not it's difficult when it comes out of your butt.
Can be.
So you're baiting me now into talking about shit.
Baiting. You know, well, you want to. You know
what
you
we're talking
to.
About is no. So, like we talked about last week, I've been on a lot of pain meds.
I'm not shit now.
The jerk's been on some pain meds. Mm-hmm. And the ginger's been on some pain meds. Not this last week, but in the past. We've all had injuries. It makes you constipated.
A little bit.
It'll back you up a little bit.
Or a lot of
times, the resulting hemorrhoid is worse than the actual pain you were taking the pain meds for.
Mm-hmm.
So
trade off.
I have a disclaimer for that because I've been a medic for over a decade now. So for me,
and you just got to stick your finger up there. You don't have to.
No, like I know. No, I know what I can do to prevent the opioid induced constipation that you're dealing
you
with right now.
You gotta watch your tongue around the rim.
Your girlfriend's tongue. I was gonna say the other one.
No, you know what? We've talked about butt liquor before, and that's not. That's I'm just, yeah. I'm different. I'm not living with butt liquor. Okay, so
that was a dare. No, not a medical.
Hey, some chicks like that, bro. Just saying. You know,
that's fine that they like it. I can still find it disgusting.
I'm not here to judge, man. Just a judge free zone.
I mean,
there are a lot of good memes for that, though.
Butt liquor. There's a meme for everything.
Yeah, well, so I saw one the other day, and it was something about,
What do they call it? Butt snorkeling?
Butt snorkeling? Yeah, an ass, man.
Tossing salad?
There was one, I don't remember what the setup was. It was something about someone asking this guy, you know, like, if he was worried about something because it was really dangerous, and he was like, and the first thought in my head was like, I've put my lips on a woman's asshole before. Do you really think that I'm that worried? Dangerous. I've eaten ass. You know, like, are you serious? No, that's disgusting.
Oh man.
Hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But
I just don't see how that's appealing to anybody.
Well, okay, so I can understand why it's appealing to some people. There are a lot of nerves there.
Really, you can understand why it's appealing.
Yeah, I can wrap my mind around.
I thought
it.
We weren't judging.
Yeah,
I feel
exactly.
Like judging right now. I feel like we're you're
not.
Judging.
No, I'm not judging at all.
Gross.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's gross.
Okay.
Misunderstand here. Explain, it is disgusting.
Okay, what's here your side? Your defense of why it be, you know, you could understand it.
No, okay, so yeah, no, it is disgusting from my perspective. However.
No, yeah, proceed with your other side.
So, there are a lot of nerve endings there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very sensitive.
I don't think it's like, okay, I'm going to lick me some ass tonight. I think it's like, I'm going to lick the ass to make the other person feel good.
Right, right. No, that's what I'm getting at. So,
you're a giver, huh?
Okay, look, Dave.
That situation, yeah, you could be on either side.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Dave. So you've taken
train going.
You know that feeling you get,
like
Dave?
Human centipede, but just licking ass.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, proceed.
It's your thing. It's your whatever your thing is, man. I could get it. Man.
Look, Dave. So when you know that feeling.
Okay,
you get,
Greg. We don't need to go into this. Okay.
You know that feeling you get when you take a huge shit.
Yes.
That relief.
Yes.
Okay, so because there's a lot of pressure there, and then you release that pressure. Same idea. It's disgusting. I know what comes out of that hole. It's gross. But
it's
pretty much the same thing the other end. It's just been all compiled and dehydrated and gross.
Yeah.
Right, but there's a lot of bacteria. And, yeah, disgusting shit.
Hey, Blake, the good thing is he said we weren't going to talk about shit, and that's exactly where we went in this conversation.
No, you're absolutely right. I knew you were baiting me into it.
Ooh, man.
Yep. We knew it was going to happen.
Flush that toilet right from the start.
Indeed. We get that out of the way.
It's swirling around right now. Yeah.
We flush that nugget, and it's done. Now we can proceed with the smart shit we're going to talk about.
Can I ask you, like, a whole party going, just human centipede style, face to ass, just line them up.
Delicious.
This is, nobody's really talking. What is the person in the front and the back of that? You make a circle, so it's closed loop.
Yeah.
No, that won't last very long.
Why?
You're going to starve to death pretty quickly.
I mean, yeah, you're not going to do it. You do it, like, for an hour.
An hour?
10 minutes. 10 minutes in the ass train circle. I don't have a good name for it yet.
Nothing for Urban Dictionary yet?
Or Boros.
If you have a good name for the human centipede closed-loop ass-licking party, post it on our Facebook page.
I've got it. It's the human Ouroboros.
What?
Yeah, Ouroboros is the snake that eats his own tail.
Greg's already looked this shit up, literally.
I don't have to Google it. I already know this.
A little too obscure, maybe.
It's not obscure. Fucking plenty of people know what Ouroboros is.
Yeah.
Okay, so just because you don't know what it is doesn't mean that like other people don't know what it is.
What if you call it the O-ring?
Yeah.
There you go. That's fine. It still double references me, yeah. Both things.
I would say it's like the circle of life, but think something dirtier.
Mm.
It's the opposite of a circle jerk.
Circle.
Yeah, see, it's kind of tough.
It's still a circle, so I guess we can't use that. Mm-hmm. Are we really starting this podcast by talking about eating shit and then having people's mouths stapled or stitched to another person's asshole
in
a circle?
Stitch them to that. You just lick an ass.
What else?
No, I have
like
a feeling though. So wait, you're talking about like voluntary stuff. I'm talking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
I thought
yeah,
the
yeah.
picture you were painting was human centipede. Like you're forcing people into this.
No, it looks like a human centipede because you just mouth the ass to mouth the ass to mouth the ass.
Oh, well, shit, then it's a fucking anal daisy chain.
10 people, yeah, and you just close the loop there. So you just close it in, you know?
So it's Blake's typical Saturday night is what we call it.
Yeah. Come over.
Yeah, two other dudes.
Bigger the ring, the better.
It's not gay because they're wearing socks and their balls don't touch.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to start off. Episode 22?
If you search the internet hard enough, I bet you can find that.
Okay, going from licking ass. Okay, sports talk. Here we go. Who's going to win? McGregor or Mayweather? Who you got?
Wait, McGregor. So hold on. This is a boxing match.
This is a boxing match.
Oh, Mayweather in a heartbeat.
No takedowns?
No takedowns.
No, it's boxing, dude.
Yeah, it's Mayweather. I got to give it to
Mayweather. Mm-hmm. Stand up only? Can you kick?
No, it's fucking
it's
boxing.
Boxing. What do you not understand? Are you fucked up on pain medicine right now? Boxing.
I just don't see the point. It sounds stupid.
It's punching in the face and in body and gay hugs.
So I'll tell you what the point is. The point is money, 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 money.
Exactly.
Money.
And I'm telling you, this fight, it doesn't matter who wins because it's fixed. This fight, this is going to go at least, they're going to have 3 fights. It's going to happen. Watch.
Dude, even if it's not fixed, it makes no difference. If they go into like an octagon, where they can throw kicks and do takedowns, McGregor wins. If they go in the boxing ring, Mayweather wins. There's no point in having these two people fucking fight other than to make money. That's it.
Exactly, yeah. Well, they're going to have 3 boxing matches, I'm telling you. Mayweather's going to win the first one. Or, I don't know, they might just, in a fluke, they might let, because everybody thinks Mayweather's going to win, all of a sudden, fucking Conor McGregor's going to pull one out. Then they're going to go, oh, I want a rematch. Then Mayweather's going to win. and then they're going to have another one, and probably Mayweather will win, or they'll both.
I mean, boxing is a different form. I mean, I don't doubt that Conor McGregor could learn to box, but he's not going to be nearly as honed as somebody who's trained his entire life.
Well, let's look at it. I mean,
he's behind the power curve because he's having to divide his time, and he's built not for boxing. He's built for mixed martial arts, which, so boxing is a part of that. There are people that are boxers that have done well in MMA, but they get training not currently, maybe.
So the Muay Thai. Ask
James Tony about that one.
What I'm getting at, though, is that people that have, like, a foundation in that, right?
Right,
because it's still a full contact fucking combat sport.
Right, right.
They have an advantage over somebody that doesn't box or is not a strong striker.
Right.
Up until the point where they hit the ground, right? Mm-hmm. So,
which is most fights.
Not really.
Well, no. So, okay. So, yeah, me and you understand that because of the way we were trained, right? We understand that what they teach us is the majority of fights go to the ground eventually. You're gonna get on the ground. Mm-hmm. You gotta know
anybody can get a lucky hit in.
Exactly. Right. Which is fine. But if you take that out of the equation, in this instance, the person that's been a boxer, especially a world class boxer, I don't see how he doesn't win 9 times out of 10.
And have you ever watched Mayweather fight? He kind of runs a lot of the times.
That's fine, though. That's part of the sport.
Exactly.
You gotta make the other guy wear himself out.
Yeah, rope-a-dope.
That's it. His punches get all weak and soft, and he gets out of breath, and he's body-shotting him.
The best part of this is just going to watch Conor McGregor just verbally abuse the shit out of him. Cause
I don't know. Mayweather's a shit-talker, too, so...
He's not that great. He's
a lot like...
I mean, it's a different shit-talking, usually, but
Mayweather's going to... get dominated by McGregor. It's hilarious.
I think it'll turn out a lot like that time that Rocky fought Thunderlips.
That's what you like to imagine this as. You know, I'm kind of surprised you didn't go from that to Dolph Lundgren fucking.
I haven't yet.
I must break you.
I don't think Mayweather could form a sentence that long.
No, probably not. And he's not nearly the showman as the Hulk.
Yeah, but really, when you have the money that he has, you don't have to fucking form a sentence that long.
Yeah, exactly.
You just like pull your wallet out.
He forms sentences with his fists.
Well, you could pull your wallet out and be like, you know, me drink beer, and then hand someone $100, and I guarantee you they're coming back with beer. Come on, you don't have to even fucking think at that point.
I really just want what I want to happen in this fight is Nate Diaz jump in the boxing ring and shit out of everybody.
Yeah,
I love
you
that
watch
guy.
He's way too much wrestling.
Have you not watched anything the Diaz brothers do?
BWO's going to show up.
They call a fight no matter where they're at. It doesn't matter. Post-fight, pre-fight, during the fight, they will just fight because they're fucking ghetto. They don't give a damn.
Yeah, they're ghetto, but they're really skilled, though, too. Right? They're some tough son of a bitches.
They're badass. But they run, I mean, these dudes run in like a pack, but they're all bad. Like, they're all badass wrestlers, pretty much. Well, you know, collegiate-style wrestlers, but they're badass. And they're bad at jiu-jitsu, too.
They're all
Gracie-trained.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, I'd love to get into that.
Jiu-jitsu? I heard it's pretty badass, but I heard it's pretty cool.
It's a...
Done it.
A lot of the moves require a lot of like asses in your face and vice versa. It's kind of
rather flexible.
Yeah,
which I am not.
I had a pretty mean triangle choke for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, I couldn't do shit now, but I promise. Don't try to fight me.
You and the 6 year olds you used to fight like Kramer from Seinfeld.
the dojo.
Yeah. You're in the beginner class, the white belt class.
We used to do a little jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai training, something like that. So it's a lot of the jiu-jitsu.
Army?
Yeah, well, we did it on the side with some guys.
No, you're not lying. You can't ever tell us anything you did in the fucking army.
All right, there's plenty of talking.
Yeah, but you can't.
Dude, he mowed grass for a while. Like, he can definitely talk about some of the things he did.
He pulled landscaping duty.
Pulled some landscaping duty.
Dude, he pulled landscaping duty for like a month straight.
He learned how to plant hibiscus in Hawaii. It's good stuff.
Although, you know what, to be fair, mowing grass in Hawaii is still better than pretty much anything you're doing right now in the States.
Yeah.
Because you're in Hawaii.
Exactly. At least you got a good...
Pretty much.
Good scenery, huh?
Actually, that was like the cakest job I've ever had, because you're private. Nobody expects anything of you.
No real responsibility, right?
You get up in the morning, you work out with the unit, you mow grass, you go to lunch, you come back, maybe you mow some more grass or sweep some breezeways, then and you're done for the day. Half the time you get out early, yeah, and then boom, hit the beach. Somebody's got a car.
And then you go get on the booze cruise.
Then you go hang out with a bunch of Samoan girls, try to figure out which one's not a dude.
Oh, that's probably not a good idea.
you want to stay away from those kind of situations.
You're like, you're trying to figure out if this chick is a dude or...
Yeah.
No, so this is the point.
That's a good way to get butt raped and left in a ditch somewhere.
This is the point at which you can tell Dave's never actually traveled the world.
Hell fuck no.
So like...
You try to figure out if that chick's dude dick is a dick or a clit.
Hold on, let me give you some advice. So if you go to Germany, for example, right, and you go to the club or you go to the bar, you don't hit on the Russian girl and you don't hit on the Turkish girl. And the reason is that both of those girls probably had 20 cousins and brothers in that club, and they're going to beat the shit out of you with baseball bats in the alley after.
Why are they in the club?
Yeah.
That's just the way it works, man. Like, they will come out of the woodwork. It doesn't make any difference.
And why is this? You're trying to give advice to people. What if someone was to travel?
So this chick's in the club putting out the vibe.
Right, right.
You pick up on it.
Right.
Go talk to her. Mm-hmm. And her Turkish cousins beat your ass outside the club.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Why is this? Because you're a foreigner?
Yep, pretty much.
Why don't they just beat your ass outside of the club? Like, leave the girl out of it.
Yeah. Because if you're not encroaching on their territory, it's not much different than in the wild, man. You're right, it is. But if you're just there having a beer, right? You're having a good time. You're not causing any problems. You're not hitting on anybody's girl or their sister or anything like that. You're not stepping on any toes, dude. Right. You're not scuffing up their fucking sneakers, man. So it's not a big deal, right?
You're not showing peevage or anything, right?
So next time you're in a German bar, just go beat the shit out of the Turkish girl.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, you're going to get your ass beat anyway.
Teach them a lesson.
Well, if you go in there with, you know, your fucking fire team, you know, three or four of your buddies, then...
Why the fuck would you do that? You were trying to get some strange, man. You want to get some poontang.
So what you're saying, you don't just go out by yourself, man.
Of course not, but I'm just saying. So it's pointless to even, okay, so you have to look for another foreign person, basically?
Here's a lesson for you, you kids who may be thinking about growing up someday and joining the military.
There's not a lot of
fresh poontang around a military base. Like, if you're at a bar that's anywhere near a military base or in a military town, probably just don't hit on anybody there. Just go there, drink with your friends, and go home. Yep. Don't try to pick anybody up there. Just don't.
So what about boning a girl in the military?
Go on eHarmony or something, man.
See, Dave, that's even worse, man.
That's even worse? Okay. So basically it's going to be a sausage fest for at least 4 years.
No, that's not what he's saying
not
at all.
Not necessarily.
What he's saying is you have to be smart about it. So like for example, some of the worst like low-income housing is right outside of a military installation.
All right.
Of the worst ghetto shit you'll ever see... Mm-hmm. Right outside the fucking gate.
Right, right.
That's just the way it is, man. And, of course, mm-hmm. at the same time, like, some of the coolest dive bars are there, too. Because they don't charge shit, because it's a fucking dive bar. However, you don't bring anybody home from that dive bar.
Nope.
Right.
Because that might be the sergeant major's daughter. Or that might be, you know, she might have fucking every STD known to man.
In fact, just assume all of those things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
and she's probably married, too.
Yep.
So, basically... The best bet you have is to beat off in your barracks.
You're going to the other end of the spectrum. That's all right, too. But no, that's not necessarily the case. So, like, San Antonio, for example, is a great – there's a lot of great places in San Antonio. You can go and drink and have a good time. Uh-huh. You can even avoid, like, the tourist trap shit, like, down on the Riverwalk.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right? You can get out on the Loop. You can get out in different places. You can eat pretty much any kind of food you can imagine. You can have beers from all over the world. You can have a really good time. Just don't do it within like 10 miles of the installation. And then even then, right? Because it's a military town, you just have to be paying attention. That's all, you know, really the whole thing here is you just pay attention.
Yeah.
Pick up on the vibe and don't fucking take people back to your house, man. Like where you fucking sleep. That's the big thing here.
Don't shit where you eat. That's a good one.
And just be cool to the locals. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anywhere
just
you go.
Just be laid back. Just be laid back. Cause we always had a good time.
Well, especially where you are, Blake. I mean, they know you're not a local. You know, I mean, come on.
No, and you're out wherever with your buzz cut and your cargo shorts and your tactical shirt, trying not to get
your ass beat by a giant fucking Samoan dude.
Yeah, and Blake comes along with his boogie board, going, "Hey, can I get some fresh wave gas,
hey, bro?
Some tasty waves."
Normal person, they're gonna know you're in the military anyway. Just be cool about it. Don't be all cocky about it. Don't think anybody owes you anything. just be laid back and cool, man. Just like fucking
be like Blake and give him head and they're cool with you.
Yeah, man. You know, show him your ass cheeks a little bit. Say, hey, yeah. You want to come over to my house later? We're gonna do this whole ring thing.
Show him some peevage.
See, now we have to come up with a name for that. We have to put like a anyway, like a poll or something on.
That's
on
the, real advice on for Facebook your kids page. Now. Like your cousin Dave, he needs to be listening to the show.
Oh, man, I talked to him today. He fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
He's miserable. He's like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of there.
He's been in for like 6 weeks.
I was going to say, This is the guy that was talking about ranger school and fucking airborne school and shit. And I fucking hate this shit. I want you to remind him that when we sat down and talked before he left,
mm-hmm.
I made a pretty strong point of it's not for everyone. Not everybody is cut out for this. So you're all gung-ho right now. And that's great, man. But... your perspective may change a little bit when you realize what you're doing.
He'll get salty in another year or two.
Yeah. Sounds like he's salty right now. What the fuck are you talking about another year or two?
He's just salty then grizzled.
He's just like, I hate life.
But you know what happens, man.
But I'm thinking to myself, you're in a foreign country. You're actually getting to text me. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it can't be that.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to hear his shit then, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying. You're getting to text me on the phone. It can't be that terrible.
He's making that money, doing a job that's really not all that dangerous where he's at. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, maybe like he said in a year, maybe he'll be like, it's not too bad.
You know what, Colin? I hope you listen to this episode.
Well, I don't know. I think it just takes some time to get used to it, I guess. But
no, man. Straight, well, I mean, like, you just got to change your perspective. That's all.
Another perspective is this. This dude's straight out of high school. You guys were a little bit older when you right?
Yeah, but, I mean, but okay, so, again, change your perspective,
same,
right? Yeah, it sucks the same, but I understand what you're getting at, right? Like, we're a little more, not really seasoned, but like...
I had it good and it still sucked.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but both of us were older, so we weren't just like brand new to being an adult. We had a little experience being an adult.
Well, not only that, you were an adult. He's not technically, I mean, he's really not an adult. He doesn't really shit. He doesn't have his shit. Let's face it.
So, but the flip side of that coin is, it could be, like 10 years from now, he could look back and it could be a good experience to the effect
that,
like, you know, he got to get out of the country and see what other people live like. He got paid for doing, you know, relatively nothing, probably, other than being in shape.
I think that's all he's doing is, like, working out and just training. That's about it.
And that's right, exactly. That's what you fill your time with. But, I mean, yeah, it's boring and it sucks sometimes, but it's a good experience. I mean, there's some discipline that comes with that that you learn. And, again, like, my big point, like, I always try to make people, is it's not for everybody, man. Like, when people talk about... like the Israelis do the whole mandatory service thing, right?
Right.
I'm like, it just wouldn't work here. And the reason
it's
for that
is... It's un-American.
It is, for one thing. I know you're making a joke, but you're right. It is.
I'm not. I'm almost
extent.
On board with it. Like, I think, okay, on one hand, it could be good for most people, but really, it's un-American. You can't, you know, fuck it.
There are a lot of people there are a lot of people that would benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely, there are a lot of people that would. But for every person or two or three people that would benefit from it, there are people it would absolutely break. It would absolutely be like the
you
worst
just go
thing
study
possible.
Study abroad or something at some point. In your life,
right? You know? Exactly. Yeah. There are other options here. You could
go to college and do a semester in another country.
Exactly. You know? There are people that can wrap their head around that, and it would be great for them.
I did it.
Okay, you did both, asshole.
You did a lot of shit.
You did both, so it's kind of unfair to say I did it.
You went to Hawaii.
I've done both, and you get just as much out of doing a semester abroad. Or if you're not even in school, just travel. Like, if you're young, you could travel on the cheap for the most, you know, most of the time, get your passport and all that. And I've known people that have done that as well.
You know, it's funny.
Exposure.
It's funny you say travel on the cheap. I listened to an interview with Elon Musk the other day, and he was talking about when he was in college, he figured out how he could live, besides rent, right? Like, you gotta pay rent for wherever you live, but outside of that, he could live for $1 a day.
Holy shit.
Like, he figured out, like, how much he could spend on groceries.
Right.
And live for $1 a day while he was in college. So, Dave,
where was this? Where did he go?
I don't remember. Went to college. Do you know who Elon Musk is, though, Dave?
Doesn't he own? I know he's. Didn't he come up with? I forgot what company it is.
He's
doesn't
the
he
Tesla,
own,
SpaceX,
Tesla, yeah, Tesla, yeah, Tesla, yeah, yeah. Tesla.
Well,
yeah,
but he made his money. Like, the first thing he made his money off of was he founded PayPal.
Well, okay, I know. I mean, I know he's a multi-billionaire now because he's
so he sold PayPal
good,
for. He sold PayPal for like $100 and something million.
Well, and he's a genius, right? I mean,
no, he's super genius. Fucking smart, dude.
Right.
Really,
he'd be
really
a Bond villain if you had nefarious intent.
Yeah, so like there are people that like make the joke that he's like the actual Iron Man, like he's the actual Tony Stark, because he's really smart, he's really wealthy now, and he's doing things that you know could benefit mankind.
It could be he's a mad scientist.
I wouldn't say he's mad, but yeah, he's definitely a hell of a scientist as far as like investing in the right research and stuff. But I found it interesting, like, you know, he could live on $1 a day, and you're talking about traveling on the cheap. I mean, you can definitely travel. Pretty much, like, other parts of the world that you wouldn't see.
Yeah, most countries are cheap. You can stay in youth hostels and stuff like that. You know, it's relatively safe. You're never 100% safe. That's like,
you could live for $1 a day, but you might get butt-fucked. You know, it's okay.
It's
just one of those, hey,
build character, awareness, you know, things like that. You know what to look for, warning signs. So.
Yeah. Hey, but it's only $1.
You got to get out of the safety of your own home sometimes, though. So
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, if you only do things where you have a net to catch you, mm-hmm. right? Then what are you really learning? I mean, what are you really training for at that point? Like, mentally or physically?
Right.
You get to the point where you always have a fallback and you never take any chances. I mean, you're learning to a certain extent, for sure, for most people, but you're not really well, risking anything.
And you were in, like, you know, the more risk, the more reward, a lot of people say, which is really true.
I mean, yeah, most of the time that's true.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's risk and there's stupidity. You gotta know the difference.
Well, yes. Like living in a youth hostel? Yeah.
No, people do it. The couch surf, things like that. I mean, you don't have to go stay in luxury hotels everywhere you go.
Just go, hey, can I stay at your
place? That's what I do, but you don't have to.
I don't even know who you are. Or like, I'll just kind of come hang on your couch.
You know what? And that's like a really foreign, not for all Americans, but for, like, our culture, that's a really foreign thing, right? Is like, I could endure a little bit of discomfort, but then the benefit, like, the payoff, like, the things I could see and do mm-hmm. for enduring a little bit of discomfort would be great. It would be life-changing. That's really a foreign concept, I think, to a lot of people.
Nowadays, you can backpack from, like, Spain to Italy if you want.
How about well, nowadays, that?
My ex-wife well, did I mean, that shit.
Yeah.
Well, now a lot of people are like, people are, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. Like, oh fuck, my iPhone's about to die. Holy shit. And like, that's like a catastrophic event in my fucking day, you know? Or you could just, you know, just go
yeah, but look, I mean, the technology we have is pretty rad, so. I mean,
well, yeah, but I'm just saying, though, I mean, instead of just turning, I mean, but imagine what we would actually learn if we just turn our motherfucking phone off and just went and explored shit. You know what I'm saying? Just,
well, there are people that do that and write incessant blogs about it constantly, but. Yeah, it doesn't defeat.
You don't
the
have
point
to blog about everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to feel some titties. So didn't mean to break the conversation up there, but there was titties in my face, so
yeah,
I can't help myself.
Yeah, it's titties.
Was I the one that sang that song last
God,
episode?
We're having a serious conversation, Greg, and then you start talking about titties.
Hey, I can't help it, man. It's titties, Jesus. Dude. I'm a Jesus. Dude, so.
Jesus
I got
Christ.
A bunch of big old titties in a bunch of different cities.
Got some big old titties. Crystal's coming up, we got titties.
Yeah, I watched that Dave Chappelle special.
I watched the first part. I haven't watched
it. Yeah, it's on Netflix, so anybody
knows. Oh my god, that dude's
Chappelle's
fucking
back,
hilarious, man.
Man, he gives
2003 all
you,
over again.
Blake, did you count how many Cosby jokes he made?
Well, the OJ jokes. Yeah. He tells you straight up from the beginning, I'm going to talk about OJ 4 times.
He fucking railed on Bill Cosby, which who gives a fuck? He don't give a shit. It's funny as hell.
But you know what? I mean, there's like an art to, like, he sets you up. Like, he tells that story about him talking to the Hollywood people when he was at the Oscars, I think it was. Right? Where he's like, I have this idea for, just off the top of my head, like a superhero. No, not that one. The second one where he has to feel a pussy to get his power.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, sometimes he rapes, but he saves more people than he rapes.
Yeah.
And he definitely rapes, but he saves more people than he rapes. And then he comes full circle at the very end, where you realize he's talking about Cosby the whole time.
Yeah, it's like, what do you say? He goes, Bill Cosby did. He raped like 50 people, but then he also did what he said.
He said if he took 30 of those away,
Didn't he say he bought the podium for MLK to speak in Washington? Right,
yeah. His speech, yeah. But he's like, but he if you took 30 of those away, that's still 2 dozen rapes.
He broke down the time it took. It's like, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of time.
I know, I looked over her and I was like, he's doing fucking math. Like, this is a fucking math problem. He's turned this joke into a goddamn math problem. That's fucking genius, man. That's great.
Spell's comedy special. It's back. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
Oh, check it out if you got Netflix for sure. It's oh my god, that dude was hilarious. I like the second part of that when he was he in Austin when he did that. I think
The second one is in Austin. Yeah.
Yeah. The second one. Right. Well, I knew that. Yeah, the first one was in L.A., but the second one, there's some stuff he said where you can tell like the crowd. If you understand anything about Austin, Texas, right? Like the cross section of Austin, Texas.
Really? I haven't seen that part. So is it like some people laughing and some people not? He kind of made them uncomfortable.
And that's the point, though. I get it. That's kind of what that's what he's going for. No, it's funny though because you don't see anybody like the theater didn't get up and leave. Is what I'm getting at, right?
Well, that's
like,
good.
It's pretty good. I mean, there's some things that he went after where you're just like, wow, you're doing this in Texas.
Good.
You start kind of cringing a little bit. If you're from Texas, you start kind of like getting that feeling of, oh man.
First off, if you go to a Dave Chappelle comedy show,
right, you can't take it.
You should know what you're getting into.
He brings that up several times.
If you haven't seen The Black White Supremacist, you're a fucking, and you don't think that's fucking hilarious, it's the fucking greatest thing ever.
What was it he makes the comment about if he went to a fucking Popeyes or some shit? And the guy behind the counter is wearing a KKK hood. He's like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, give me a two-piece. You know what I'm after?
Yeah, give me a motherfucking chicken. Goddamn. Yeah, if you're offended by Dave Chappelle, you should probably go clean your vagina. Fucking.
Them some strong words coming from the jerk.
That's right.
Man, I'm telling you, I just don't like people that they go to a comedy show and they're, oh, I'm so offended. Like, he's a comedian. He's supposed
bitch,
to
bitch, please.
People. Yeah, exactly.
Get Jeez. Out.
Yeah, pretty much.
just get the fuck out. Just get up and go. Just
home.
Leave.
If this is not funny, are you not entertained?
The rest of us here are gonna laugh at this, so you can leave.
Yeah. Go take
sorry,
your
not sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Go to your clan rally or whatever the fuck you go do.
I love how you go from one polar end of the spectrum all the way to the other polar end of the spectrum. It's fucking great. You should build on that.
Hey, man.
It's not really a spectrum. It's a closed loop.
I'm bipolar.
I don't even think you know what that means.
Nope. Negative.
Just like, I'm just fucking, I'm taking, nope, take a drink.
Yep. buttholes and bipolars.
That's right.
Oh my god. What the fuck are we doing with our lives?
Like if you took
I'm getting shit faced preparing to sleep all day tomorrow. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, good shit, man.
That's what I'm doing. Preparing for night. Running a multi-million-dollar control room. Watching Joe Rogan.
3 hours of sleep.
Oh, fuck that. I'm getting a shitload of sleep.
You know what? That's about what I've had for the last two nights, so I'm with you on that one.
Quit watching gay porn and go to sleep.
Dude, I got the class this morning, and I realized, because I didn't go, I have a Tuesday-Thursday class, so I didn't go last Thursday before spring break.
I hate Tuesday-Thursday.
Woo! Spring break!
Hold on. And then I didn't go Tuesday either this week, so I've literally not been in that class for 2 weeks.
Eh, fuck it.
Wait, so I show up, and I realize that they are still behind where I'm at in that class. Like, I've done all the work that I'm ahead of all the other fucking people in that goddamn class. Because they start working on this lab, and one of the instructors sits down next to me. She starts, like, you know, fiddling with this lab that's coming up, and she looks at me, and she's like, you know, so have you done this one yet? And I'm like, nope, and I'm not going to do it. No, hell no, but it doesn't matter.
She hot?
No, I just said no.
Is she hot, though?
Seriously.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, would you?
Yeah, I mean.
No.
Why not? I mean, she's educated, obviously.
You see, the key, ladies and gentlemen, kids, lower your standards. Yeah. Opens up a whole new world to you.
Whole new world. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Disney song.
And don't be afraid to get in someone's ass.
Yeah. with your tongue.
With your face, yeah.
In the face. So the key in also is here's the other
world.
Thing. College is fucking awesome. Like, that's the beauty of college. You could just be smart, and you could like be like, holy shit, I'm way ahead of all these motherfuckers, because college kids are somewhat stupid. Some of them are.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All these young kids that come straight out of high school, and then you have guys like Greg who are like, actually take it serious, and they're like, holy fuck. Greg leave or something?
No, I'm still here. I'm just waiting.
I think he's dead.
I mean, that's...
Dude, I've been dead inside for years, man.
That's what I love about college. Is just, man, you could come to college in your PJs and your slippers. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Let's do some motherfucking learning.
You could do everybody a favor and come to college in yoga pants.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. Chicks, not guys.
College, you know.
Yes.
No, guys can't wear yoga pants. I didn't make the rules. Don't get mad at me.
I don't know. Greg might wear yoga pants in college.
Can't wear yoga pants. You probably could have worn yoga pants if they had existed in the 70s. Because they were wearing jeans that were basically yoga pants back then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, except at the bottom.
It's at the bottom, yeah. Yoga pants that flared out at the bottom. But, I mean, you could see, like, veins on the guy's dick.
No, you were just really
looking. Through the Wranglers. You didn't have to look. It was in your face. Because that's how you walked around in the 70s. You just kind of, you walk up to somebody and start talking. You just kind of push it out there as a way to make sure they take note.
The peevage?
They didn't have peevage back then.
Oh, bullshit.
In fact, I don't subscribe to a lot of like gay magazines or anything, so there may be a whole world of like
a lot of gay magazines that
know exactly what this is, but I may be the one who figured out penis cleavage and how to pull it off. I may be the first ever. I don't know. But I told you about it earlier, didn't I?
Yeah, but why don't you...
And you went to the bathroom and you tried it, didn't you?
And no, I didn't. Enlighten our listeners to what peevage
is. You exactly should. All right, so, well, we were talking about it earlier because I brought it up. Because you were talking about women in yoga pants at the grocery store.
Right, right, right.
You're talking about why it's unacceptable for men to have penis cleavage, basically.
Well, it's not legal.
Or maybe I said it. I don't remember. I used to work with a guy who invented penis cleavage. As far as I know, I'd never even heard of penis cleavage before. I didn't think it was a thing, right? You got boob cleavage. You get butt cleavage. Women can basically show off almost all their tits.
Yes.
And I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying you can.
Yes.
And maybe in a lot of cases you should.
And it's encouraged.
Yeah. But men, I mean, we can go around shirtless, so I'll give you that, but nobody really cares.
But you can't do it. Like, you can't do it at a grocery store.
No, I can't be shirtless at a grocery store. But could you
women
show
can almost, women almost can be shirtless at a grocery store.
You get
almost.
Close. Yeah. But penis cleavage, you think, what would that even look like? Like, which part of the penis do you let peek out a little bit? Because you can't just kind of like pull the tip out of the top of your pants and let it kind of just peek out like it's a little kangaroo baby just peeking out. Like, what's going on here, you know?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. But I figured it out one day because we had talked about it at work over and over again just as a joke. And one day I was like, I'm going to figure this out. So you unbutton and unzip your fly on your jeans.
Okay.
You got to fold them under so it makes a little triangle-shaped wedge. You got to wear a belt because that's what's going to hold your pants up. So pull the belt all the way around like you normally would and belt it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the belt's going to cross a little gap there that you've left with your pants or what. And the V that's left in your jeans should show the top of your shaft. It's got to be tucked kind of down into your pants. So you can't have it like pulled off to the side. You got to tuck it just right.
Right, 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 right. Uh-huh.
So the top of the shaft, you may get some ball push out there too. And the top of the ball's kind of peeking out.
You could, if you position it,
shaft, you know.
Yeah, if you position it just right, you could almost have like ball cleavage. You know, your tits. Like
you probably
tits.
Get a little bit. Yeah, I mean, there's just like right, like boob cleavage. I mean, there's different levels of like how far down you go. You know, and there's a point where it's definitely like, okay, this is probably an appropriate amount.
Yeah,
but there's probably a little bit that you could get away with showing.
Could you do this? Yeah. Okay, you could. Okay, you could do this too if you had a boner, right?
No. You can't do it with a boner. Boners are offensive. That's like nipple, man. Because you can't show boners on like HBO either. You gotta have flappy wieners. Because they're not threatening.
Oh, it has to be Game of Thrones boners?
Yeah. It's got to be flappy.
Flaccid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not fair, man. It's just not fair.
I'm just saying, it's possible.
Yeah. But you'd still get the cops called on you, let's face it.
most likely. You probably
most
should
likely,
never try it in
yes.
public. But you
or
know,
not in public, or ever.
Go in your bathroom and try it, like I said, and tell me that doesn't work. Penis cleavage. You heard it here first.
Peevage, yes.
Peevage, we call it. Which needs to go into Urban Dictionary if it's not already. In fact, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
Peevage, how would we spell it?
I don't know if it's P-E-A-V-A-G-E or P-E-V-H-E.
Mm. Why would you add an A to that?
Because cleavage. I don't know.
Gavage?
I don't know. Who knows? We're talking about an Urban Dictionary term, okay?
It's in there. Peavage.
Fucking grammar, not she?
Penis cleavage.
Shit.
God, I just want to fuck. But let's see what they...
Yeah, let's see what their definition is.
There's not much. I mean, it's just... It says penis cleavage. And then there's two quotes. It says, I feel like Anthony Kiedis used to rock penis cleavage.
So there's really not a true definition. It's just how they use a word in a sentence.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Could we not make a definition and just add it to that?
Yeah.
We'll have to add
a better definition.
Because technically, that's actually the definition, you know?
Yeah. Exposing the shaft.
I think Greg's just listening and jacking off or something.
No, I'm listening. I'm here.
He didn't want to talk about dicks.
Yeah. He's online right now looking at him, though, a bit.
It was uncomfortable. You know what's funny, though?
Uh-huh. What?
Oh, it's Peavage. I typed in Peavage, and this whole, like, line of women's makeup pops up on Google Shopping.
Tyson.
It's called Peavage. Or Tyson, probably Provage or something like that. But
Tyson Beckford has some great Peavage. Who the fuck is that guy?
Some Provage.
And then right below it, they have a Subway ad for the Italian hero.
Saw the jerk in public today. He was sporting some serious pavage. I think it works.
Ooh, hey, okay. I typed in P-E-A-V-A-G-E.
Oh.
Male crotch cleavage. When the penis... Oh, it's a definition. When the penis and or testicles are visibly outlined underneath one's clothing. So, see, yours is more technical, and there's a different.
Mine's more like traditional cleavage, yeah. Where you see skin and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the ginger said... That guy's peavage turns me on.
Because see, that to me, that's not peavage. That's like your Tom Selleck.
Right. That's just your bold. That's just kind of your bulge sticking out of your jeans.
Your bulge, man. Your Tom Selleck bulge. Your Magnum PI. You know.
Yeah. Yep. Man, I've never thought we'd ever talk long enough, and the ginger would be silent. That's awesome.
He's speechless.
We have rendered the ginger speechless.
He has no input on this topic.
Tomorrow he's going to go to college rocking the peavage.
You know what it is?
What?
He's eating some ass right now.
He probably is. He's got a mouthful right now.
No, I'm not.
Now he's going to wipe his mouth and get back in the conversation.
Oh, that's gross. Do you just go in there like, bam, I'm just going in there? Or do you spray it down first with like, I don't know, Some I can't believe it's not butter or spray or something.
Ugh. Gross.
Some vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
A little salad dressing on it.
Yeah, toss in the salad. You need salad dressing. Yep.
I think that's the way to do it.
I still wouldn't do it.
The spray dressings too, the pump spray.
I'm not a fan of those, man. Not a fan.
You run it out, getting a little dry there.
Give it a spritz.
Yeah, it's like eating those little chocolate donuts. You know which one I'm talking about?
The little small ones.
The small ones.
Yeah. Oh man, what's the name of those donuts?
I don't know. There's the powder puff donuts.
The powder one and the other chocolate. Yeah.
Both gross.
Greg, join the conversation. We're talking about donuts. Come on. You know what donuts we're talking about? Hostess donuts.
But what are they called though?
Donuts.
Is there a name?
Donuts. The small ones.
Hostess.
I'm telling you.
Donettes, huh? Donettes.
Something like that, yeah.
Yep. They come in different flavors. So it's like eating Hostess donettes with salad dressing on them.
Ugh.
It's chocolate frosted.
Ugh.
Available on Amazon and at other fine retail establishments.
So is Greg just ignoring us, or what's he...
We've offended the ginger.
Did he leave?
Yes.
Huh?
I 85% chance he's eating ass.
Maybe his girl showed him some titty, and they're, you know, handling some business.
Whatever. Anything goes.
Yeah. Man, I bet he had to go take a shit again.
Maybe so.
So are we going to discuss your surgery or what, man?
We can. There's not much to it yet.
So it's like next week sometime?
Yeah, next week. Probably won't be on the show, because I might, actually. I might. If all goes well, I should be in pretty good shape.
So you're getting a disc like taken out?
So I have a herniated disc,
mm-hmm.
which means instead of being round like a little chocolate donut,
right.
it's almost sort of like you took the chocolate donut and you squeezed it too hard and one side kind of blew out. And so the blown out side is just sort of like jammed into my nerves that run through my spine. And so they're gonna drill a hole in the bone and then cut that little gross portion off so that it's not jamming into the nerve anymore. That I got kind of a round donut in there. It's sort of a blown out round donut. Like it got left in water or something, and it's kind of just like it's not as puffy as it's supposed to be. So it's always kind of fucked up.
Shit.
But I should be feeling better pretty much immediately.
That's good.
Unless I fuck it up, and then I'll probably never walk again. So, either one or the other.
Could you get a sweet looking wheelchair?
I can walk, but I shit myself periodically. We'll see. We'll see.
Nice.
You have fun with that.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
But I got to wait a solid week for it, so I'll just be around.
Well, the good thing is you still get paid at work. That's the funnest part. The most fun part.
Yeah. Not as much as I would if I were there.
You would have more fun at work?
No, I would make more money.
Because I got paid like the same for like 4 months. You don't get overtime. Well, you don't get overtime anyway.
I don't get commission either.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it depends on how it goes for you, but... my father's had a couple of back surgeries, and you're an A-type personality. But it pretty much is at this point. So it depends on how the surgery goes for you and how you feel the next day, but you have to be very careful, because my old man decided the next day he was going to try and work. Apparently a really bad thing when you have a back surgery, is to try to go back to work or like right away.
Yeah. What I found out.
Well, your dad didn't sit at a desk, though, either, right, Greg? I mean, he kind of moved around a lot.
No, but the problem is, with him, the medication that they used, whatever injections he got, he didn't really feel, you know, any pain, like, for a couple of days. It took a couple of days for it to wear off. So, he can't sit still, so...
He tried to
go back to doing stuff the next day and the day after that, and it took a couple of days before it wore off, and then it really hit him, but... You got to be careful with that because, especially after after a major surgery, you could re-injure that shit, and then they're gonna fuse your fucking your spine together, and that's no good.
They're not fusing. Well, I guess if I fucking
what I'm saying, if you re-injure it that quickly,
but here's the trick:
you risk that.
All you got to do, it's simple, is just do what the doctor told you to do.
and
you'll probably be all right
most of the time. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get stir crazy. I mean, I've been laid up in the house, and I'm starting to get bored. So.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, man! After my first month, my knee, man, just sitting in a recliner for like seven hours a day for a month. Oh my god, I could not watch. I mean, watching TV for that long or reading, and it was boring as shit, man.
I wouldn't even turn the TV on. I can't stand it. I tried to turn it on today for like 5 minutes, and there was nothing on.
See, I don't know what you're saying. I could read all fucking day, and that wouldn't bother me.
I could read, yeah. I mean, most days I could read and read and read, but then at a certain point, I got to go outside and be smashing, you know?
you got to do something. How are you going to tell me there's nothing on TV? You have fucking Netflix. You have Hulu. There's got to be something on TV.
I was at the neurosurgeon's yesterday. They were for a consult, and I was like, so, you got to be real with me. How long will it be before I can get out and go mountain biking or backpacking again? He just kind of looked like,
and the doctor goes,
it's going to be a while, buddy. It's going to be a while.
Your doctor goes, are you fucking retarded?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like a couple weeks, and I'm back in the game. He's like, probably close to a year.
He wrote a note on his prescription pad that says, get the fuck out of my office.
I'm not going to do all this work. I'm just going to trash it.
Yeah, actually, a guy that I worked with, he had a knee surgery like I did. He would message me on Facebook or he would put on my page, "You're a fucking bitch." I was back in work in like a week. Well, then I get back to work about 4 months later. He's like, "Hey man, can you call that surgeon and talk to him and see if he can set me up?" I'm like, "Why?"
Your knee's fucked up again.
Yeah, my knee's messed up. And then later he tells me. Yeah, he won't do knee surgery on him. It's like, I wonder why, because you fucked up his first knee surgery, stupid.
That's it. They don't like it when you do that.
Yeah, it fucks up his work, man. Jesus.
His masterpiece.
I'm a badass. I work in the field. I'm a badass. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
Man, you got a dead guy in your knee, don't you?
Yep.
It's like some Frankenstein shit right
forgot
there.
Forgot his name.
Ah.
He's a good guy, though. Good guy. His ACL was pretty nice.
A good ACL on him when he died. He must have died young. Probably some teenager's ACL. That was depressing. Now I'm sad.
Oh, well. I don't want to go to work tomorrow. Fucking work. Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed Greg put a message on here. It says, had to put the headset down for a minute. I'll be back or back. Oh, okay. So I guess he's back or on again. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that was it. 5 after. It's 11 after now, so...
Would you go jerk one out?
No.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. You did.
No, it takes longer than that, buddy.
Yeah, whatever. No, it doesn't.
You cranked one out. That didn't take long.
Like 3 minutes, you're good.
For me, it does. It takes...
To jerk it out?
Because it doesn't work that well anymore.
That's not the case.
Yeah. It takes a while to get it going.
You gotta thump it.
No gotta sensation.
Gotta eat a popsicle, use a popsicle stick, get some duct tape. It's a long process.
Gross.
Corners. Beauty and the Beast. Who wants to see that shit?
Kids. People with kids.
I don't know. It seems like women. More adults have seen it been talking about.
Pretty much everyone except most adult males.
Yeah. I don't know what, Greg. What, are you not talking tonight or what? You pouting or something? What's the deal, man?
No, I'm not pouting. You have a good thing going. I don't really have much to input on Beauty and the Beast, man.
Come on, man. What movies we got going that we should go see, man? Input, man. We need some, good shit.
We've talked about it. It's March right now, so there's not any good movies out.
Yeah, March sucks for movies.
Summertime, huh? Summertime is the main one, huh? What we got coming up pretty soon in the summer? What we got going?
I don't know, like Wonder Woman or some bullshit? I don't know.
Yeah, fuck DC.
I knew she was going to say something.
And fuck Superman especially hard.
Right his butthole.
Yeah.
Wonder Boy. And
I'm not even going to lick his butthole before I fuck him.
No lube. He would like it a bit. Superman.
You know, fuck Superman with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren and fuck Superman.
He would break him. Right his Kryptonian asshole.
Yeah. Ivan Drago. Clark Kent. You know, oiled up. Muscular. Cut. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's nothing good until Guardians of the Galaxy and...
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
And Alien Covenant.
That might be good.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nine.
Dead Men Tell No Tales. It looks pretty good.
Open the shit out of that.
Despicable Me 3 looks pretty funny just because I have a kid. They're pretty funny movies. Other than that, man, nothing until Star Wars and movies that year.
I pretty much... only go to the movie theater when Star Wars is out.
Man, I don't even do that anymore, man. God.
You don't bring your kids to see Star Wars?
Worst dad ever. Like Rogue One, my mom, we were like, man, it's basically just a bunch of violence. So we didn't take
a little too heavy for them?
Yeah. They like the Episode 7. They like that.
I'm just waiting for them to do a rated R Star Wars, like Deadpool style.
Well, I did watch Rogue, this. You know? I did watch the scene from Rogue One where, like Greg was saying, Darth Vader just goes ham on everybody. God, that scene was just... God, I want to see it now, because it looked badass.
That part of it's kind of unique, though. I mean, that was... The whole movie sort of builds up to that. It's not... You don't really even... It doesn't really build up to that. You don't see that coming until the end.
That's just like a Star Wars, like you said, climax. It's like a Star Wars boner, and just Darth... It's just a splooge, the very end, when you just... Like,
pretty much.
He just fucking destroys everybody.
Totally worth it, though.
Yeah. Even just seeing that scene, I want to see it now. Didn't you say you saw it, like, today? Was it today you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it today. It's probably, like, the fourth time I've been. It's pretty solid.
Nice.
I got a Rogue One glass to add to my collection.
You saw it at, Alamo Draft House?
We go to the Alamo Draft House. That's the only place to watch movies.
God, we need one down here, man.
Yeah, you do.
Southeast Texas.
You need to start writing emails to them every day.
They had a page on Facebook talking about they wanted to bring it to Beaumont, and then it just stopped all of a sudden.
So they realized it. There's no point in going to Beaumont.
It's fucking bullshit. Unless you want to go to Hooters or fucking wherever. But there ain't shit in Beaumont now.
Put it in Port Arthur. On the good part.
What good part? There is no good part.
Over where all the other stuff is. You know what I'm talking about.
The other stuff?
In Central Mall.
There is not shit there. Like they have a lids. Like, woohoo! That's about it.
Well. Nah, you're fucked, man. You ain't never going to get one. Hell, Dallas just got one. There's been one in Richardson. So I've got one, like, just so everybody knows, there's an Alamo Draft House, like, 3 miles from my house. Well, that's one of the reasons we always go there, but it's also one of our favorite movie spots. So there's some really good ones in our area. I mean, there's some that have, like, leather reclining seats and giant extra massive screens, and we got all the IMAX bullshit and all that kind of stuff, all the different theaters. We got one that's an old style theater with like, but it's got couches and lovesack, you know, the big beanbag kind of chairs, things like that. You get food and all that. There's usually like one or two movies showing there. So we have some really cool ones, but we always go to Alamo Drafthouse because it's more fun and they have better food.
Yeah, they just started adding the recliner Star Theater and the Cinemark or whatever, and they're pretty badass, but it's still kind of just like, meh, it's all right.
Yeah.
When you're watching Lego Batman, I don't care what they have, you're not going to add
it
much.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're not going to add much to that.
Cool thing about the Draft House is they have, if you go to like big blockbuster movie premieres and stuff like that, they make a big event out of it. Like we saw Ghostbusters last year, and in spite of what you think of the movie, it was fun. They had the Dallas Ghostbusters Club out, so they had everybody's cars that were all decked out like Ghostbusters, and they were shooting marshmallows out at the crowd, a little marshmallow gun, and all kinds of stupid stuff like that. And then the whole menu is themed for the movie, and you get different drinks and snacks and all kind of bullshit. So, yeah, that's why we do that. And so if you don't have an Alamo Draft House in your neighborhood, your life sucks. It's incomplete. Don't even bother going to the movies. Just watch it on Netflix.
Pretty much, or just, you know, you can download it illegal.
Yeah, or come to my house and we'll go, and then I'll get the points. Yeah. I'll get the movie points.
Fuck yeah, we can do
free
that. Tickets,
free shit.
Sounds like sounds like fun. So come on. Right. So,
yeah. Everybody come over to my house. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Yeah, just you'll find it eventually. Just randomly find a house. Just go up to in some random neighborhood and just knock on people's door. Is this Blake's house?
Yeah, just try it. All right, so that's probably about it, huh?
Yeah, man, we can
wrap a toast this week.
What's that?
Toast this week?
No, we're not doing the toast anymore.
Yeah, we really don't have a format anymore. We're just getting shit-faced and talking now.
All right, well, fuck it. I'm out.
All right, man. I'll heart y'all later, bros. Greg's not going to talk tonight, apparently.
I have no idea. I talk plenty.
He's just, you know, he's I don't know. I think Crystal's showing her tits to him, and he's just really sidetracked. He's ready to go jerk one out.
Well, I'm going to go experiment with penis cleavage.
Sounds like a plan, man.
I'll be known as the world's authority on penis cleavage.
You should totally add some more to that definition, though.
It needs work.
It does make sense.
It needs diagrams.
It should.
Tastefully drawn, just line drawings, though.
Yep.
So if you have some art skills, go to Urban Dictionary and upload a diagram of penis cleavage based on my description.
Do it. Man. All right, man. Well, if that's all we have for this week, my name is Dave Brown, and I am the jerk.
My name is Greg Stockman, and I'm the ginger.
And I'm here again. I do what I want.
He's the boss.
Right, see y'all next week.
Later.